Welcome to Money Isn't Scary, a podcast for women to explore our fears around money and inspire each other to be financially independent. I'm Megan Dwyer, and I'm making it my personal mission to remove the taboo around money and help women rewrite their stories so they can stop staying small and start to live the life they truly desire. Get ready to be uncomfortable. It's not easy to unpack our thoughts and behaviors, but we will learn so much about ourselves in the process. I'm super excited for you to join me on this journey. Let's do this. Hi guys, my name's Megan Dwyer, and I am the host for the Money Isn't Scary podcast. That feels absolutely crazy for me to say that because I have been struggling over the last 6, 7, 8 months to actually put this podcast into action. It's always been this idea in my head, and I have this passion so much for helping women overcome their money stories, overcome their barrier, those barriers that are out there, and to basically remove the taboo and the stigma around money and helping women to feel more empowered. And that's the whole point of the podcast and what I'm trying to do. I've realized that I need to do this project because I need to find my voice. I have been staying small for my entire life, and I know I have a message that I want to put out into the world. And guess what? I'm terrified to do it. I'm terrified. But I'm going to do it because I know it's what I need to do. They say that you need to, you teach what you need to learn, right? And I think I have a long history with money issues, with my own stories, my own beliefs, my own thoughts around money. And, and I really want to be an advocate for other women and helping them get through their setbacks or their mindset stuff to help them truly live the life that they want. But yet at the same time, I need to do that for myself. And doing this is the first step for me. So I've been on this journey for, the majority of this year, I think I said earlier, 6, 7, 8 months. And I said, I've been telling everybody, I'm putting it out in the world. I'm going to do this podcast. And this is what I want it to be about. And this is basically how I'm going to change the world. But I haven't been taking action because I'm scared. And honestly, I put time on my calendar. I say, work on podcast stuff, record episodes. And guess what? I will find every excuse in the book to not do it. Even before I pressed record right now, every time I would hear an email come through, that little jingle of the email popping up on your computer, I just immediately switch back to go look at the email because I'm distracted and I'm not focused on this. I'm not making this my priority. And honestly, I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of staying small. So guess what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to prioritize this because this is something that's so important to me. And I feel like I will be able to share my message with the world in a more authentic and genuine way when I really put the time into it and I focus on what's important to me. So this is unscripted. I've been writing scripts out for different episodes for weeks now, and none of them feel right. And I've been terrified to record them because they just don't feel right. And guess what? I don't care. I'm not doing scripts anymore. I'll have bullet points. I'll have some ideas that I want to discuss, but I don't want to just have things to read off a piece of paper. I want the audience to truly understand my passion and what I'm trying to say. And I want you guys to feel the same way, and I want you to care. So all of my messages are going to come from the heart. And I hope, you know, they do for you too. And I hope that you learn. So this is going to be an interesting ride. I am taking messy action, and it's not going to be fancy. And don't expect the fancy podcast, at least at first. Maybe eventually I will upgrade and do some more with it. But the idea is that I want to build a community. I want to work with women, and really getting to the root of what's holding us back from living the life that we truly desire. And I'm looking at it from a money lens. There's so many other lenses that we can look at it through. I've gone on my own journey as it relates to food and diet and exercise and diet culture. That's been a journey as well. And it's funny that I realized that once you kind of go through this process and you start to do a lot of self-discovery work in one area, that it actually opens up the doorways to do it in so many other areas that feel freeing for you. There's so many things that the areas of our lives that hold us back. And for me personally, money is one of them, but I didn't really recognize that until I had started the work in the other areas first, because those were the ones that were first, that were really gnawing at me. Those were the ones that were kind of my top priority. And everybody's priorities are going to look different. So for you, if it's, you know, if money is your top priority, then maybe this is the podcast to listen to right now. Otherwise, you know, maybe you start somewhere else and we just work on this journey and you'll get to this point eventually. But I really think that there's a lot of really cool things that we can learn about ourselves, unpack, discover, and share with each other and connect with each other. So throughout this podcast, basically, I'm hoping to do some themes. I'm hoping to do some things that are related that you guys can all relate to. But basically, I want to share my stories. I want to talk about things that have gone on that go on in my life. Money surrounds us every single day, and the way we think about money, whether we like it or not, has so much to do with how we approach our lives. And I really feel that if we recognize that and we start to understand, and you know, basically without judgment, kind of laugh at ourselves and laugh at the funny things that we say and do, because we're all humans, right? And the way that we think, then we can kind of come to terms with and start to heal that our relationship with money, so we can move forward, right? We can move forward with confidence, with ease, and just feel better about ourselves, because this is what it's all about. It's all about feeling better in our own skin, in our own homes, in our worlds, right? And money's just one aspect of that. So I want to talk about my personal experiences, things that come up for me. And then I'm also planning to interview some other people so you guys can hear others' money stories. And I think that's really interesting, again, because we don't talk about it. Our culture has created this stigma around not sharing our salaries and not talking about, you know, how much things cost or what another family makes, or what their household income is versus your household income. And it's really frustrating, and it's kind of annoying that, we grew up in this environment where we feel like it's so private and we have to keep that to ourselves. So, I really want to just completely remove that taboo, remove the stigma, and hopefully open up a world where women can be comfortable sharing our stories and, you know, and connecting and unpacking some things, because when we really get to know ourselves, magical things can happen. And I truly believe that. So thanks for listening. This is just the intro, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. And yeah, I can't wait to be on this journey with all of you guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Hey guys, thanks for joining me on this episode of the Money Isn't Scary podcast. You can find more information and connect with a community of like-minded women looking to explore their money stories on the Money Isn't Scary Facebook page. And if you like this podcast, please feel free to leave a review. Thanks for listening.